Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now.
And here in the living room of the small house halfway up to the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and her son, Mr. Rush Gook. Sade is holding forth with considerable heat. Listen.
I didn't blame her. I didn't blame her one bit. I was glad she showed some funk for once.
Mrs. Tenbottom hardly ever loses her temper.
Never. Well, she can have funny little spells and all. She can get mad, same as anybody else. Only you have to know her real well to realize she's mad. Wonder what they thought in Yamson's this afternoon. Place was crowded with customers of hers. And did they turn and stare? You could have knocked Miss Applerod over with a pickaxe. Her jaw dropped down to her knees.
Hey, look out in front. Big automobile pulling up to the curb.
Who's that?
Hello, probably. Oh, Mr. Rubley.
What in there?
Carver's with him.
Wonder if they're coming in. Oh, golly, my hair. Hey, Rush, quick, run upstairs and bring
him. Mr. Rubley's is going to wait in the car. Carver's coming in by himself.
What idea are you phone?
Probably they just stopped fast to get some invoices or documents or something.
Yeah.
That's some buggy, huh?
Certainly big enough.
Wonder how many cylinders is underneath that hood. 15 or 20, I'll bet a dollar. I'm going to inquire next.
Oh, yeah, so. Greetings, Al.
What was that pile of junk you just rolled up in?
Murder Pearson in Shreveport, Louisiana. She's been visiting her grandson in Chicago.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
The boss and I are on our way down to DNA shop to transact some business at the freight department. Just stopped past to pick up the documents.
I just asked you telling man that was the way of it.
You're a smart boy. Open the bottom drawer of the bookcase and get my portfolio.
Huh?
Your husband rides in style, kiddo. Isn't that some fancy chariot out in front?
Don't you want to invite Mr. Rubens to step in a minute?
No, we're in a hurry. Shake a leg with that portfolio, I think.
Okay.
Jack, Ruthie quit the Thimble Club this afternoon.
Oh, go on.
Ruthie quit the Thimble Club this afternoon.
Who's in trouble?
Miss Applewhite?
That old girl been on the warpath again? Oh, well, thanks, Charlie.
I don't suppose I could ride down to CNA shops with you and Mr. Rubens.
Uh-huh. Well, kiddo, I better beat it. Probably be home
around. Ruthie put on a scene. In at Hamilton. She stood there in the underwear and stamped her foot and talked loud and cried and everything else.
Well, I want to hear all about it when
it's
I come home.
Stembottom I'm talking about. Little, sweet, mild, timid Ruthie Stembottom that wouldn't hit a lion with a fly swatter. She stood there in Hamilton's underwear and told Miss Applerop where to get off at and told her where to get off at good and proper.
Good for Ruthie. That's fine. When I get home tonight, I want to hear all
about it. Something broke loose in her. She stood all she could stand from the tapra, and the dynamite finally exploded. Oh, you should have seen her. Her eyes flashed fire, and she trembled all over. Cried, too. Not like some timid little baby, though. Cried because she was just plain mad. Miss Apera, she says, you're nothing but a big, fat, la-di-da windbag. Miss Apera, she says, you think you're the whole cheese, but let me say this one thing. You're a mean, conceited, selfish woman. Maybe it's not ladylike to stand here in this public place.
I want to hear all about it, but right now I have to go. Mr. Rubik is waiting for me outside.
He's staring in here, too.
Do you realize it's Ruthie I'm talking about?
Sure, and I'm anxious to have her tell me the entire story as soon as I come home.
Can you imagine Ruthie putting on a scene in public? In a big department store like the Hamilton?
No, I can't. I'm flabbergasted.
Little, gentle, retiring, bashful Ruthie. Why, she wouldn't jump on a rattlesnake.
No, I don't guess she would. Well, still water is run deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these quiet people really blow the lid off.
Blow the lid off is right. All them clerks and customers in the Hamptons must have thought a cyclone hit town. I'll tell you the mess that touched off the gunpowder. For a long, long time now, Miss Applewhite has acted like she doesn't recognize her. Acts like she can't place her, see? At Thimble meeting, she looks at her puzzle like, who is this stranger? And that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and mean and rotten.
Duh.
Well, call her by name. Refuses to call her by name. Mrs. Somebody prompts her and says, Stembottom, and then she'll say, oh, to be sure, Miss Stembottom. Now, that's aggravating. What do you want, right? First time talk.
I just wanted to tell Doug Mr. Rubens is craning his neck. He acts like he's...
Oh, yeah, Sadie. I really got to beat it. I told the boss it'd only take me 2 seconds to run in and get my portfolio. What do you mean?
Shall I quit the Thimble Club?
I don't believe I
Well, I'm the president of that Thimble Club, but if Ruthie Stembottom quits, I quit too.
Uh-huh. Well, so I'll see
you. Aren't you interested in this?
I'm interested in the horse, but I can't keep my boss sitting out in the seat with his teeth in his mouth all day.
Well, would you quit the Thimble Club?
I don't belong to Thimble Club.
You're not interested, then.
Oh, yeah.
Does that take Glossy's automobile and tell Mr. Rubens she'll be along?
It'll look mighty funny for me to quit the Thimble Club. I'm president, but if Ruthie Stembottom's here...
Get out.
What?
Mr. Rubens got out of the car.
Is he coming in here?
No, he's looking at the tire.
Well, so long, kiddo. Be back around 4:45. I might be a little late because...
Come on, Dan.
Well, it's probably not for me.
Dan, said Willie.
Okay.
Bye, Dave. If I'm going to be late in 5, I'll phone. Paul?
Yeah? Yeah, just a second. Telephone.
Fred, do you know the floor walker's name, Mary Hampton's underwear department?
Uh-uh.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Man or woman?
Don't know.
Oh, Mr. Ruby probably thinks I got crazy. I popped my head out the door and then popped it right back in again.
Should I go tell him you got a phone call?
No. No? Yeah? Who? Mr. Beeper? Mr. Beeper? Weeper. Well, don't bother selling it out. What can I do for you, sir?
But there's 46 cylinders in that automobile, Mr. Ruby.
That's a walk in Yampton's underwear department. Tall slim fellow with afternoon coat and pants and journey work.
Please, people, I can't hear what this half-witted trying to say. Looks like he has a mouth full of mush. Well, look, neighbor, why don't you call me later on? I'm very busy just now. What? Road? Home? Oh, clothes. You're selling clothes. Root? Boot. Boot? Oh, suit. You're selling suit to clothes? Well, I'm sorry, friend, but I'm pretty well stocked up right at the moment. What? Oh, dang it. Oh, some lugger at it. Here, let you talk.
Oh, I don't want to talk.
Hey, chum, I'm afraid I can't spare any more time. I've got all the clothes I need, and... Funny? Money. Oh, you don't charge much money? Well, look, I've already told you that. Oh, goodbye. I think the guy's a lunatic. I don't give a hoot about the timber crap.
What kind of talk is that?
Well, my boss is waiting out in front for me. I told him it'd take me 2 seconds to run in the house and get my portfolio. That was 6 hours ago. I'm still here. I bet he thinks I've been noisy.
Go to your boss. Go to him. Only let me say this one thing. I believe...
That's for me. I just went to China.
I'll get it.
So I'm safe.
Goodbye.
Paul?
Yes?
Paul, Miss Hammersley.
Just a second.
Yes? Yes, telephone.
How'd
that get?
Miss Hammersley's
an offer. Oh,
say, say. Come here, Ruby. Talk about that Paul Walker there in the Hamptons underwear department.
Don't seem to remember him.
Calling. Slim. Where's afternoon call?
My head out the door again and pop it right back in again. Boss must think I'm stark raving mad.
But since it was Miss Hammersley on the wire, I figured one time.
Yes? Yes, Miss Hammersley. Yes. No. Yes, Mr. Rubik and I are here for the DNA shot. Yes. Okay, Miss Hammersley. Okay. She's a lame brain, too.
I just want to ask you one question.
About Lucy McCimbercrow?
Yes.
Well, say it.
Mr. Rubik's called back in the front seat, Dad. Looks like he's sickened.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Victor. Let's run after groceries pretty soon, son.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'd like to have for supper. I'd like to have a...
Hey. I sent back my half-wit portfolio.
Yeah,
oh, here it is.
Everything.
Popped my head out of the door the third time and popped right back in again.
Maybe you're wonderful to see you, Mr.
Don't bother about your portfolio, then.
Huh?
Don't bother about your portfolio. He was just driving away.
Oh, my God.
He has a nice car, he's got.
He's gone, Faye.
Yes, I see.
Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to know all about you. Tell me about you.